when she goes out in the garden, she say she's having friends in. Does she have things she puts flowers in?
Nothing more than something like this.
A vase? Or would you ever use them?
Huh?
Would you ever use put? Would you ever cut them or go out in the garden and get them? And
yeah, she go out in the garden, flower yard, and get them. You see, and prune them, and then she put them in these buckets and things. Some of them she got flowers scattered all around this house here.
Yeah.
All kinds of different flowers.
Like roses, she never goes. She never cuts them and
sometimes
puts them in water.
No. Now, she used to have nothing much in this yard but roses, but she quit and started a flower garden out yonder on the outside.
Yeah. What about, have you seen those containers that they might put cut flowers in?
No, I haven't.
A vase?
No, I haven't.
Okay. But you said you didn't have a dishwasher, so your wife has to wash
them. She washes them.
Okay, first she gets the soap on them, and then she...
Well, she has a soap she pour in that water.
Yeah.
And she washes the dishes out there.
And then to get the soap off, she...
She got another soap right over here, she rinse them.
Yeah.
And over here, rinse the soap off of them. And then she wipe them and put them up.
Does she use a kind of a cloth or a rag to wash
that's
the dishes
right.
with?
That's right.
What does she use?
She uses a cloth. She got the first called dish towel. She buys a new towel to wash the dishes.
And she dries them with a...
She has a towel she dries them with. After she gets through washing them here, she put them over here. And she runs water around, she rinses them in there, and then she dries them with this other extra towel.
Did you get to take a bath a lot when you were coming up, or not?
Well, nothing like I do now. Because, the trouble of it is, like I told you here yesterday, say if this is a white man's place I lived over here.
Yeah.
That man was on this place, y'all, and that was on the place up there. The middle man didn't have to take water. They put a well there. But I got ready for a bucket of water. I had to go get it. The other house got ready for a bucket of water. I had to go get it. He had another one in the neighborhood of that house. He had one well.
How far was it to the, it was a pretty good...
Well, yeah, sometimes it'd be a full part from here to that first house you hit up here, maybe further, but you had to take your water that far. And especially in the summer, we used to bath every night like we do mostly now, every day. But we didn't do it. We couldn't do it. We were working the field all day. And when night comes, you had to go back in and took that water. You got to have water for the next day. You couldn't, and that's really, and that full, you had to tote water. You needed somebody just to tote water.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, we so had to go to the studio. It was big enough to go to the studio. It's big enough to tote that water, it's big enough to go to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, well, we're bad enough to keep stinking, but nothing like we do now.
But some of the old timers, I guess, are getting smelling a little.
That's right.
Did you have a kind? Do you have a little kind of a small square of cloth to use to or a rag to wash your face with?
That's right.
That's a what?
That's what it's called, a face towel. And we got a, I don't know how many she got. She got a bunch of them in there in her little closet. Get ready for me, get them wash feet. I hardly ever do use it. Now she use on everything. But shit, I just go and pour the water in there, soak my hands, get my hands in rubber, and I get the big towel and wash it.
Yeah.
What the hell I ain't up in there.
You used to make those out of cloth, didn't you?
Out of cloth, that's right. You used to make them towels.
Yeah.
Out of sacks, you know. Maybe just like we get a sack of flour or a sack of meal or something like that. We use that for a towel.
Yeah. When you want water in the house now, you just turn on the...
Let's turn on the faucet in there, in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You see, that's where I have all of my water in the kitchen. You see, run from the pump into the kitchen there.
Yeah.
And the faucet's in there into the bathroom.
When you used to work out in the field, would they ever bring water to you?
Sometimes, I did. Yeah, and I remember, as I was telling you, that the white didn't have it here. The first time that I can remember was a man of my family, and had refrigerators again running my coal oil.
Yes.
And my old miss, she bought her one. Well, I was such a farmer, and I farmed bigger than my cotton pretty close to her house all the time. And every now and then, the children would go up there to her well to get water. And she'd go to the refrigerator and put me some ice in my water. That's why I got it. The only way we got ice water to drink. That's when we'd get to go to Clinton. They kept had an ice house there in Clinton. It was ice. And that's the only time we'd get any ice, we'd go to Clinton. But she'd always send me some ice water. I'm the only one there on the place. She'd done that. Then Bob.